We are picking up on 7 lines from the bottom on Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Silber had started this last night, and then he stopped in the middle to pontificate on something. So we're gonna start over from where that is. Tanir Bachar Richa Kamei de Rav Chanina. Someone who makes Havdalah during Mariv is more praiseworthy than someone that makes Havdalah later on after he gets back to their house and make Havdalah over the coals. And if someone makes Havdalah in both Shmona Esrei and Matzei Shabbos in Atachonein, and he also makes Havdalah over the cup later on when he gets home in Havdalah, then he has all the brachos in the world. They're all going to be falling onto his head. So the Gemara asks a question now. Haguf Akasha, it's a question because we just contradicted ourselves. Amrit Hamavda B'Tfilah Meshubach Yos V'Mishiyad Alakos. We started by saying in the Braisa that someone who says Havdalah during Shmona Esrei is more praiseworthy than someone who says it afterwards if he just makes Havdalah on the coast when he gets home. Alma Tfilah Chudasagi, which is Mashma, that by saying Havdalah in Atachanantanu, by saying Atachanantanu Shmona Esrei, that's enough. For Hadartani, and then we learned in Hivdil Bazu Bazu, Inuchal Abrachos HaRosha, that if you make Havdalah both in Shmona Esrei and when you get home, then you get all the brachos in the world are going to fall on your head. So the Gemara says, now, Vakivan Denafik Lebichara Iftar, once you made Havdalah in the first in Shmona Esrei, when you said Atachanantanu, then you're already putter, you've already exempted yourself from having to say Havdalah afterwards. You're done. You said it during Shmona Esrei. So what happens then? So it turns out then that by making Havdalah at home, you're making a bracha that's not necessary. And Rav said in the name of Reish Lakish, and some say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who were brothers-in-law, said it together. Over mishum losisa, that if someone makes a bracha that's not necessary, he's bringing over in the lav of losisa. You're not supposed to say Hashem's name in vain. So how can you say that someone is supposed to make Havdalah both in Shmona Esrei, and then if he does it at home, that all the brachas are going to fall on his head? Once you made the first bracha in Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, you didn't need to make the second one, and it turns out that you're making a bracha that's not necessary, and theoretically you're being over the lav of losisa from the Aseres HaDibro. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Elei Mahach, you should answer like this, Im Hivdil Bezu, V'lo Hivdil Bezu, Yenuchal Obrachos HaRosho. That if you made Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, and you didn't do it later on when you got home, then all the brachos in the world are going to be showered down upon your head. So right now, this is not the way we're going to paskin, but right now the Gemara is taking the position that it's better to make Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, and then later on, rather than to make it a la kos afterwards. The preferred way is to do it in Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, we're going to get back to this, what the halacha is. So the Gemara interrupts and says something else. Vayimine Rav Chizdim Rav Sheshes. What happens if a person made a mistake in both in Shmona Esrei and Havdalah? He forgot to say it in Shmona Esrei, and he didn't make Havdalah at home. And what does that mean to make Havdalah at home? So according to some of the Farshim, it means that, let's say, he ate something. Once you eat something, then you've blown the opportunity to make Havdalah at that point. Then you've already blown it. So what's halacha if someone did not daven Atachanantanu in Shmona Esrei, Matzah Shabbos? He came home, he has a sandwich, and he had not yet made Havdalah. So what is halacha? What is he supposed to do at this point? So the Gemara answers, Amar Leh, Ta Bezu Bezu Chozel Rosh. That if someone makes a mistake and doesn't say it in either one, then you have to go back. So even though we said that if someone forgets to say Atachanantanu in Shmona Esrei, they have the ability to say, they don't have to say Shmona Esrei over again because they're going to make Havdalah later on at home, that's only provided that you didn't mess up the opportunity to say Havdalah at home. But if you came home, messed up, and you weren't able to say Havdalah anymore, then as a knas, as a penalty, we're going to punish you and say that you not only do you have to go back and say Shmona Esrei over again with the Atachanantanu, but you also have to then make Havdalah afterwards when you get home. You have to do both in that case. It's not enough to just do one or the other. So now we're turning to Lama Gimel Mabez. What is the halacha as far as this goes? Is it better that someone should someone make Havdalah in Shmona Esrei? Does he have to do it later on when he gets home or not? So the Gemara Amar Leh, he said, Rav answered him, he says, Ki Kiddush, it's just like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, Af Agav the Mekadesh Betzlusa Mekadesh Akasa. Even the, just like Kiddush Friday night, when you daven Shmon Esrei Friday night, when we daven in Shul, we say Kiddush during Shmon Esrei, and still when we get home, we go home and we make Kiddush again. So he says the same thing. Af Havdala Nami Af Agav the Mavdal Betzlusa Mavdal Akasa. The same thing that when a person davens Matzah Shabbos and he says Atachan Antanu in Shmon Esrei in Shul, when he gets home, he's still supposed to. He should still say Havdala Alakos. Okay, now the Gemara is going to get to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Raman Aleph had said there was a three-way machlokas. One we're supposed to, when you're supposed to be saying Atachan Antanu. One we said is that the Tanakhama said they say Avdallah in Atachan Antanu. The Rebbe Kiva says that you say it a separate bracha by itself, and Rebbe Eliezer said that you say it during Modim. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer Behoda, what does that mean? Rebbe Zera have a rach of Chamra. Rav Zera was riding on a donkey. Have a shak of azul Rav Chiya bar Avin Basri, and Rav Chiya bar Avin was walking alongside of him. Amar Lein, he said to him, "Vaday damrisu mishmeid Rav Yochanan halacha k'Rav Elazar b'yom tov shel chal yos achas Shabbos." Does is it true that Rav Yochanan holds that he holds like Rav Elazar that you should say that when you have Yom Tov starting on a Matzah Shabbos? So you had a regular Shabbos, and now Matzah Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. So you make Havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Tov does. So is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you would make Havdalah during Modim in that Matzah Shabbos Shmon Esrei that you're davening? So it's the Yom Tov Shmon Esrei, and you're making Havdalah during that Shmon Esrei. So he said, because you can't make it, there's no Atachan Antanu, you can't say, there's no Brach of Atachonain, so you can't do it in Chonain Hadas, because you don't say that in that Shmon Esrei, because it's a Yom Tov Shmon Esrei. So does he admit that you'd say, during Modim, that you would say Havdalah in that Bracha? So Amalei Yen, he said, yeah, we do say that. So he answered, so he said, Halacha Mechlal de Pligi, he says, he said, yes, the Halacha is like him. Whenever you say, is Halacha like so-and-so, it seems to imply that there's someone else that's saying that they're arguing with him. So the Gemara says, Halach Mechlal de Pligi, are you saying that means that someone was arguing about when you're supposed to be making this bracha when you have Yom Tov on Matzah Shabbos, when you're supposed to be making Avdalah? So Gemara says, what's the problem? V'lo Pligi, they don't argue. But Pligi Rabbanu, we just saw in the Mishnah, there was a three of machlokas about when you're supposed to be making Avdalah. So of course there's an argument. So what's the problem? What's the problem with saying that there was an argument over here? That's what the Mishnah was saying, that there was a three of machlokas going on. So he answered, Amer de Pelig Rabbanu Bishari Mos Hashana. When did the Rabbanu argue with Rabbi Eliezer and say that whether you're supposed to be making whether you're supposed to be doing it in Atachonain or if you're doing it in Modim? That's only Biyamtiv Shechal Yos Achra Shabbat. I'm sorry. That's only during the other weeks of the year when you have the bracha of Atachonain. Then the Rabbanan argue and say Atachan Antanu in the bracha of Atachonain. But Biyamtiv Shechal Yos Achra Shabbos Mi Pligi. Who says that they're going to argue in a case like we're talking about now where Matzah Shabbos was Yamtiv? They don't argue in that case. So the Gemara says, "Vapalu Rabbi Kiva," but regardless, you still see that there was an argument because Rabbi Kiva said you make a separate bracha by itself. So there's still an argument. So again, the question is, who cares if he says that we hold like him, which implies that there's an argument? There's a three machlokas anyway. So Gemara says, "Atu kol hashana kula miavdina k'Rabbi Kiva the hashen nekov and avik kavase." Do we worry the rest of the year that we hold like Rabbi Kiva that now we should worry about him when Yom Tov falls out on a Matzah Shabbos? What does that mean? Kol hashana kula my time will avdina k'Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason why the whole year we don't make a separate bracha? Again, Rabbi Kiva had said you make a separate bracha for Avdallah in Shmona Esrei. So what's the reason that the whole year we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva? The Tani straight talking, say shalom talking, because the Rabbanan were Misakin, when they were Misakin Shmona Esrei, it's in the word Shmona Esrei, they were Misakin 18 brachos, they were not Misakin 19 brachos. Hachanami, shave talking, Tani lo talking. Here also on Yom Tov, they were Misakin 7 brachos, they did not establish you should do 8 brachos. So we're not worried about Rabbi Kiva as far as that goes. So again, the question comes up, what does it mean that we have to say that the halacha is like him, which implies that someone argues, if there could be that there's no argument taking place? So Amar Leih, so he said to him, lav halacha, I didn't mean to say, there's different levels of saying that the halacha is like someone. There's where you come out like in public and you say, yes, we paskin like this person. Then there's other times where we say that we don't come out publicly and say that the halacha is like that person, but if someone would ask a question of the rabbi, then the rabbi would say, yes, the halacha is like him. And then there's another level, there's two other levels below that. One is where we just kind of say like, yeah, you know, like, we hem and haw about it, and then the last level is where we say that if someone does, like, a don't ask, don't tell policy, meaning if someone comes to the rabbi and he says that I did this, so you'd say, okay, you know, you did it already, so there's nothing to do about it. So he was saying to him, Amar le lav halacha imar, I didn't mean to say that the halacha is like him, which again would imply that someone's arguing with him. Elamatin imar, I'm saying that we lean towards his opinion, which again means that if someone would come and ask us what the halacha is, then we would go like him and we'd say that that's what halacha is. The imar, that we see that there's these different levels of how to say what the preferred halacha is. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avidimi Amar Mishum Rabbeinu halacha, that the halacha follows Rabbi Lazar when Shabbos falls out, and when Matzah Shabbos, you have Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos. Ramli Matin, and some say that we lean towards that practice to say it during Modim. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Modim, Rabbi Yochanan says that we agree with Rabbi Eliezer in that case. Again, we agree that you do it during Modim. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Nirin, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that fourth level of that if someone comes and says that I did Havdalah during Shmoneh Esrei by Modim, then we don't say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. We just kind of like let it lie. We don't say anything about it. So bottom line, what are we supposed to be doing about? So what are we paskin? So I'm Rab Zera, Nechal to Rab Chiya Bar Abba B'yadach. You should listen to Rab Chiya Bar Abba when he says something. D'dayik v'gamer shmaitzim apuma demara shapir baravcha kiravcha depumpadisa. Because Rab Chiya Bar Abba was very careful. He took very good notes in everything that his Rebbe said, similar to Rachva of Pumpadisa. That what did Rachva of Pumpadisa do? The Amar Rachva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and this has nothing to do with our Gemara, but it's just showing how meticulous he was in terms of following what his Rebbe said. Dam Rachva Amar Rabbi Yehuda Harabayis Stav Kafel Haya VaYestav Lefnim Istav. That Harabayis, when it was describing what the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash was, so it was saying that there were these roofed benches that they had, so that in case it was hot or if it was raining, that they had places where people were able to sit down outside of Harabayis, they were able to sit down in those places. And he used the word stav, okay? So Rashi says that normally when they're describing what these benches are, they would call them itztaba'os. But his Rebbe would call them a stav. And he was very careful that he used the word stav, so it's showing how meticulous he was as far as following what his Rebbe said. But bottom line, halacha now, what are we passing as far as what you're supposed to do when you have Yom Tov coming on Matzah Shabbos and you have to make Havdalah? Rav Yosef, ano lo hayadan of lo hayadan. I don't know anything what you're talking about if you're supposed to be doing it like Rebbe Eliezer says that you do it during Modim. Elamid Rav Shmuel yadana detiknula margalisa b'bavel. I only know about this teaching from Rav and Shmuel, who said this precious pearl that they told us, which should sound fairly familiar because it's very similar to what we say when Matzah Shabbos falls out, when it's Yom Tov on Matzah Shabbos. We say in Shmoneh Esrei on Yom Tov, V'atodeinu Hashem Elokeinu Mishpatei Tzidkecha, you made known to us all of your righteousness, V'atalamdeinu Asos Chukei Ritzonecha, and you taught us how to perform all of the things that you want us to do, V'atanchileinu Zman Hisasim V'chagi Nedava, and you gave us as an inheritance, you gave us this time of joy and nedavos that we're able to bring. And you gave us the holiness of Shabbos and the time of Yom Tov that we have. Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, Yivdalta. You separate, again, this is the part where Avdala comes in. You separated between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov. Yes, Yom Ashri Mishesh Yisimei Amaisa Kedashin. You gave more Kedusha to the seventh day of creation more than the other 6 days that you had. Yivdalta V'Kedashin Samchei Yisrael V'Kedusha Secha. You separated and you made holy your nation of Klal Yisrael. And then we say Vatitan Lanu, you go into Vatitan Lanu. So that is what we do nowadays. We don't say it during Modim. We don't have a separate bracha for it. But when you have Matzah Yom Tov, when Yom Tov starts out on a Matzah Shabbos, we say this Tefila of Vatodienu. Okay. Next Mishnah. Again, we're on the third semi-wide line on Lamed Gimel Beis. Ha'omer al kan tzipra yagiyu rachamech. If someone says the tefillah that you have rachmanis, you have mercy towards the birds, v'al tov yizachar shemecha, or if you say that for things that are good, we remember who you are, Hashem, or if someone says modim, if someone says modem two separate times. Mishtakenu so, we silence him. The Gemara is going to explain why in all these cases we silence the person. So the Gemara says, Bishlama modim modim mishtakenu so. It makes sense why if someone says modim and then he says modim, why do we silence him? Because it appears as if you're davening to two separate entities. You're davening one, you're saying modim, you're davening to this god, and then you're saying modim, you're davening to another god. So therefore, we silence him. And the second thing, and when we say that for good things, we recognize you, Hashem, and we praise you, Hashem, we also silence you. Why? Because mashma la tova v'la ra. Because it indicates that we're only thanking Hashem, we're only praising Hashem for the good things that happen, but we're not thanking, or not thanking is the wrong word, but we're not recognizing Hashem for when the seemingly bad things happen in our life. Utsnanu, we learned in the Mishnah, chayev adam levarich ala ra, k'shem shem levarich ala tova. A person has to give a bracha to Hashem on bad things the same way that he does for good things. So therefore, if someone says, we silence him also, because again, you also have to recognize Hashem when the bad things happen in your life. But what's the reason that we silence a person if he says that you have mercy on the birds? What's the problem with that? So Gemara says there's two reasons. Pligi batrei Amarai b'Marava. There are two Amarayim and Marava that argued about it. One said Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Barav Zvida. Those two. The reason why we silence a person if he says that you have rachmanus, you have mercy on the birds, is because you're instilling jealousy amongst all the other creatures of the world. Because all the other animals are going to hear, oh, God's merciful for the birds. Well, you know, what about the other animals and the other creatures on the earth? Why doesn't Hashem have mercy for them as well? So therefore, he says, we don't want to instill jealousy, so we silence him. The Chad Amar, and the other one says, because it's you are attributing to Hashem that you understand the reasons of God, and you understand that the reason why Hashem has mercy on the birds is because he's a merciful God, and that's why you're doing it. But that's not the case. Everything that Hashem tells us to do is all a gzeira. We don't understand why Hashem tells us to do things. We can try to attribute reasons to it, but it doesn't mean that we know that we're talking about. That's just like the way that humans and try to understand things. They have to try to place an understanding on why they're doing things in this world. But if you're saying that the reason why we have mercy on the birds is because Hashem is merciful, that's making the assumption that you understand the ways of God, which is not the case. So therefore, we silence a person if he does that. I haven't perfected yet how Rabbi Silver takes the drinks without missing a beat while he's doing it. So I'll just mention it while I take a drink. Okay, let's do one more small piece of Gemara. Ahudinachas kameh derabba. There was a person that came before who came before Rabba, and he was acting as a shliach tzibur. He was down for the Amud. Va'amar, and he said, that just like Hashem, you have mercy on the birds' nests, so too, you should have mercy on us, on the Jewish people. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, "Kamad yada hai tzurba mirabanan l'ratzir l'mare." Look how beautiful it is what this person, this Talmud Chacham, he knows so much how he's supposed to be davening, how he's supposed to win over God when he's davening with him, because he composed this beautiful tefillah. So Abai said to him, what do you mean that he said a great tefillah? We just said that if you say that al kan tzipra yigil rachamecha, you're not supposed to say that. So why are you saying that was a good thing that he did? So he answered, Rabba was well aware that you are not supposed to be doing it, and the only reason why he did it was he wanted to check if Abai was listening to the shir that was going on, and when Abai said, hey, you're not supposed to be doing it, he saw indeed that he was listening. Okay, we will stop here, and tomorrow night there's no Sefer Hasidus shir, so we will be doing the shir at 8:40.